It's the Cool Nerd Week Show. That's TS.
And that's Sasha.
And we are live as heck on Idobe Radio. Yes, yes, live. Always live. Always live. You know, we are like almost always live. I know a lot of this is listened to throughout the week, but just know we're fucking live.
Live on stage.
Like, we rarely go back and redo stuff.
Never.
What we broadcast is almost literally always what you hear. So, you know, I don't know if that means anything to me, but just so you know, we're unfiltered, unedited,
uncensored.
And you can follow us everywhere. Just Google Cool Nerd Weed Show or Cool Nerd Weed on Twitter. But Google is your friend. Your search engine is your friend. Algorithms are not our friends. So you are likely to find us through a Google.
Ask Jeeves. Go ahead.
Yes, you can ask Jeeves. Jeeves was the first. He was the first homie.
He was.
You know?
He knew where to get boba.
He knew where to find porn, question mark, on your school library computer.
Before they knew about blocking websites.
Yeah.
It was wide open back then.
Oh, boy. And for the people who didn't exist, you know, during the internet, boom.
The golden age of the internet.
Boy, oh boy. Did you miss out? Oh, my sister and I were just talking about rotten.com.
Oh, shit.
Did you ever look at it? Because you have like such a weak stomach. But did you ever at Rotten?
Somebody would send me those links all the time.
They were fun. My sister and I were like, we just fucking looked at, like, we would go to it like every day after school. We like look at it and we'd see like if there was a new post. After a while, there weren't. Probably because you like shouldn't be posting that shit online. I don't want to like.
Someone was always sending me to my AOL
You're
account.
Fucked up. Fucked up shit.
Some fucked up shit, and I'd click on it because I didn't know not to click on things back then.
Well,
you clicked on everything.
Know? I mean, that's how the viruses and all the things started. But this was like before everything, like to quote Bo Burnham, was available all of the time. So seeing these grotesque pictures, I mean, there's some fucking crazy shit on there. Crazy shit. They say like the kids today have had a lot to be worried about. I was like 16 and was like looking at those shits. If you don't know what it is, I will allow you to find it yourself. I don't even know if it's, I don't want to look at it. I'm like, I would feel weird having that even be in my Chrome history now.
Oh, I know.
Like, I would feel like the FBI would be on a watch list or something. But back in that day, 20 years ago, we were like willy-nilly looking at Marilyn Monroe's like autopsy pictures. Like, I didn't know it was like something to do. It was weird.
It was new. It was fresh access to all the grossest shit in the world.
And we were into it. But I was like, that was the early, early internet days. I guess I'm in a nostalgic mood for some reason. We were listening to early 2000s music before. I think because a lot of bands are touring now that were big in the early 2000s, like a lot of pop punk bands, a lot of alternative bands, a lot of, I think, like, I don't know, I guess like the 20-year thing that appeals to like...
Yeah, everything music.
Everything that was cool 20 years
cyclic.
Ago.
Cyclic.
Yeah, and we're just up to that. That happened all throughout time. But and I guess it makes old people like me nostalgic.
And
that's what it's supposed to do. And it's doing it in a good way. Because I'm so glad that, like, you know, we could still be, I guess this is why, like, you know, you should enjoy growing up, because you can enjoy the things like singing Butterfly with your friends, but also smoke weed and not worried about, like, getting arrested or that, like, your mom was going to come yell at you or, you know, I don't know. It's not bad being a grown up.
Yeah, it's all right. You can afford to go to shows these days.
You get yourself, yeah, drinking and alcohol. You won't get yelled at for it.
And
well, unless you do it,
you can get your t-shirts.
Yeah, exactly. Being experiencing it in a different way is a silver lining to getting old. You know,
stand in the back with your arms crossed.
Yeah, enjoy it for what it is. No other reason. All right. So that's enough of that. We are, I don't know, we're talking about all sorts of shit today, all sorts of stuff. I wanted to talk about the weed because we smoked some remarkable weed the last few days, and I wanted to talk about it. So that's what we're going to do. This is like an interesting specimen. It is very new age weed, right? You'd say, maybe? I don't know. Am I making that up?
And it is the dawn of a new age in cannabis for sure.
So it's called Zerilla. Zerilla. Is it supposed to be like a zombie? The packaging is just, TS is, if you have not looked us up on the YouTube, I implore you to do so because we are showing you what it looks like. It's crazy packaging. It's like really cool artwork. I love when weed brands put artwork on there.
We have a lot of
packaging. That's a plus for me.
There's a lot of interesting packaging coming out, but
I love it.
And more importantly, what's inside?
Yeah, okay, I guess we could get to that part. Whatever, I was talking about the zombie on the package. No, it's true. I love when weed has good branding. Don't get me wrong. However, TS and I are very big on what is inside because we truly did come from an age of like, it doesn't matter what your marketing is. You just have to have good weed.
True, it's true.
Or no.
True story.
I don't know. Maybe that was rude, but... them's just the facts, as it were. So this is from... okay, now
this was I
call
confusing.
It new age because there's a lot of... I don't know. I don't know where the thing is.
It's official Goonies and Ted's Buds.
No, not Ted's Buds.
Not Ted's.
Oh, here it is. Okay.
Oh, is the Goonies... The official Goonies.
Okay, I'm back. It was official Goonies and 12 Alarm Fire. They have collabed, and Ted's Buds is the one. Those guys just bring it to where it's got to go. I don't know. And this is, I was curious because there's a lot of just like names of things on weed bags now, and I always like to know. Any legal state that you go to, there's different shit that the state requires to be on the packaging, and I'm always genuinely curious what it is and why. And, you know, there's a lot of names of stuff on this bag.
Yeah, you've got your warnings, you've got your test results.
Yeah.
You've got your dates, packaging dates.
But, you know, like, you produce some good weed, you want your company to be reffed, so I'm assuming Official Goonies and 12 Alarm Fire are responsible for this... good weed. The bottom line is the weed was really good and flavorful.
Hell yeah.
And terpy, and it felt great smoking it. I really enjoyed it. What is the THC percentage, even though that doesn't matter? I'm just curious.
Well, it is 40.22% total cannabinoid content.
40.2.
40.2. And you heard that right. 40. And the total THC content is listed here at 39%.
Well, damn.
It's also very tasty.
Very good. Like, can I smell it?
I'm trying. I can't even really put my finger on it.
It was like very fruity, grapey to me.
It is very, there's grape
sweetness. Definitely. Well, what did we find? I found something.
It smells like candy for sure. Like a very sweet tart.
We couldn't find much about it.
We couldn't find any information. No genetics are available for this one online. I think it just dropped. I've never heard of the strain. If anybody else is doing it, they're not doing it like this one.
No, this is really good. The nugs are really nice too. They're like
the nug structure. Is it a little purpley?
It is. Yeah,
it's a little purple.
It is. It's got some really nice coloring, like
maybe a little blue.
Yeah, it's very pretty.
When you break up the nugs, it's properly cured too.
It is. It's beautiful.
You broke them up.
I did.
It's like a little nice amount of moisture, sticky.
Really good.
Not too wet, not too dry. It's perfectly cured.
Yeah, and now it literally smells like grape juice. Like when I like close the bag and get a whiff. I don't know what that means. I don't know if there's grape ape or anything in here. I don't know. Rilla, Maybe like gorilla.
Is it like a Skittles gorilla, or is that
Skittles
a zombie?
Gorilla. But it's also a zombie. So why would it get on the packaging? Maybe just the packaging is like something cool. It has nothing to do with the strain. Totally acceptable. All acceptable choices. We are just speculating on that because we're nerds. And for some reason, this is why this is the Cool Nerd Weed Show. I put the wrong emphasis. The Cool Nerd Weed Show.
On the wrong syllable?
Yes. Well, you understood, obviously, because we obsess over this shit. This is very interesting to us. And new strains, new days, brave new worlds. We're very, very excited. And this was really good. I A++++. I really liked it. So, Official Goonies and 12 Alarm Fire. You're doing something right. And we like you.
We'll work our way through the catalog.
We will. It's really good. Top shelf, I guess, is what it is.
Exotics.
Exotics. We are suckers for suckers. We are suckers, and we'll go poor and broke for good weed. It's okay. I'd rather enjoy some good weed than other things, you know?
Life's too short to smoke boof.
Those are facts. Those are facts, and we live and die by those facts. Okay, let's move on to things that other people care about.
What are we doing here?
I don't know. I think we're going to do the Pot Brothers because we're talking about California. I'm curious where these guys are.
They're in Sacramento.
Oh, interesting. So Sacramento. So these dudes, Pot Brothers, we talk about them all the time. They're like legends in the weed industry. They're shut the fuck up when the cops pull you over. They know your laws. They fight for weed rights, and they've been doing it since the dawn of time. So they're the guys that you want to listen to all the time. They're the guys that we listen to. So we saw a TikTok from them, and I'm going to try and play it. If I can't, it's totally possible. I will put it in post. Sorry, live audience. Just when I said I didn't edit. I lied. Okay.
Law. Woke up and saw this headline.
Oh, it said, radio is not a visual medium.
What's the headline?
TS, is, sorry, there won't be a THC limit for driving in California.
Yay.
Let's just have.
That is great, great news, Big Brother. Break it down.
Good news, Californians. There'll be no presumptive THC limit for impaired driving like there is for alcohol driving. This was a panel of experts led by the CHP based on a study in the National Library of Medicine, which found there appears to be a poor and inconsistent relationship between magnitude of impairment and THC concentrations, meaning that per se limits cannot reliably discriminate between impaired from unimpaired drivers.
All right, so that's a thing.
This is huge.
We've been talking about this for EBS because we've been seeing it all over that it's imminent that like they're going to try, because we've seen other states have limits. It's imminent for California to do it and then apply it to driving, impaired driving. But we have said that any test, any measurement in the blood, it's just not reliable. And THC levels really don't affect driving at all.
Well,
or not at all, but it's unreliable in a study anyway.
Because one reason is because THC stays in your system.
Panel of
Sorry. Go ahead.
Stays in your system for an extended period of time. Mm-hmm. If you are a heavy user of cannabis, then it's going to stay in your system 30 days from the last time you smoked or ingested, at least 30 days.
Yeah.
So having a blood test is completely unreliable, because people like us are always going to test positive.
Right.
Most of levels in your system. The only way you're going to get that DUI is by talking, discussing your day, and...
Yes, I just wanted to point that out. If you are driving and you're tired and a cop asks you if you're high, you shut the fuck up and you do not say the last time you smoked weed, or if you've ever smoked weed, or if you even know what weed is. You just shut the fuck up. I just wanted to even though California is saying that there is not enough yet. They're doing this because they're trying to find a way to fucking arrest you, to get you on some shit.
Oh, yeah. They're working on the machines and the algorithms to test your cannabis.
So just please be careful and know your rights. Google your state also as well. I wanted to point out, I think they're
doing the field sobriety test, which in the state of California is voluntary. So don't do them.
Don't do them.
Be safe out there. Get high and fly, and don't drink and drive. Mark and Craig, Pop Brothers at Law, woke up and saw this headline.
Okay, so yeah, that, yeah, basically what they said. And also Google your state. Like, if you're in Colorado, they actually do have limits and per se limits. So you can find this information. It's Googleable. We have the pages open. No matter what, always shut the fuck up. But it is good to know what the local law is.
Always, you should know your surroundings. The Pop Brothers at Law.com is a great resource.
Really good, yeah. And Normal is a really good resource. The resource. There's some good rights resources places.
Always know your rights. Mm-hmm. You have the right to shut the fuck up.
Right, and it's a weird thing because I understand that, like, you're not sober when you smoke weed, right? Like, I'm not an idiot. But also, I know a lot of people, myself kind of included, that when I smoke, I definitely, like, being on the road gives me way more stress than not. So smoking does not impair me to drive. I know that. You know what I mean? I know that because I am an adult who has smoked weed, who has probably been too high to drive, but I've known that. So this is very, very, very difficult in terms of driving. In terms of, like, impairment and stuff, like, to operate heavy machinery, no. I wouldn't take a gummy before I operated a tractor. I wouldn't do it. You know what I'm saying? This is the Cool Nerd Weed Show, not official advice.
I think OSHA would have something to say about operating a heavy machinery.
Don't do it. It is, you are, and they said, and basically the law and shit, or what they're talking about, is saying that they want to punish the impairment, not the usage. So it's, you shouldn't be in trouble for smoking weed at some point in time and getting behind the wheel at some point in the future of that time that you smoked weed. I don't know. I'm not the law.
I mean, that's the whole point. They don't want to punish you for actual use, and they can't quantify you if you're impaired just yet. So they'll figure it out sooner or later.
They're trying to.
There's all those devices, but there's no algorithm. Is that even the right word? There's no formula.
No, there's no way. There's just no way to know right
how
now.
How you are impaired.
Impaired to drive.
With cannabis in your system.
And there, some people have a very, everybody reacts differently, and Everybody reacts differently to cannabis. It's such a very unique substance to me. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, some person, a lot of people cannot smoke and drive. you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
And as much as I say a lot of people need to, myself included, not need to, but it does, like, even if it's, like, high CBD or whatever, like, I'm still a little high from the night before. I always feel better when I have a little bit of THC in my system. Getting on the stupid road. Even if I'm driving with somebody else, I don't like being behind the wheel.
It helps prevent road rage.
Back in the day, if you had a prescription in your car, you were fine. You were fine. Because people would smoke on the road because they would have road rage. Exactly. Because driving in California, one might say, is a little stressful. But in that same breath, a lot of people cannot and should not consume and drive, for sure. You know what I mean? Like, you know?
Yeah. We don't recommend it.
No, we advise against it. I advise, like I said, I advise against.
We've had a lot of tourists come in lately, and they ask me where they can smoke and where they should be and what.
You should be home, man.
What to do?
I don't know anymore.
Where to go? Where they can and can't smoke. Just give them the standard answer.
What do you say?
don't smoke in front of the shop. Don't smoke in front of schools. And you'll probably smell other people smoking. Just be low key and don't smoke while you're driving.
Yeah,
don't smoke in Griffith Park because that's you'll get in trouble.
Well, yeah, you can't smoke.
For actually having fire. It's not what is the fire, what you're burning, it's just fire.
Yeah, for sure. That's a fact. Yeah, this is a touchy issue, man, because so traditionally smoking and driving kind of like went together for some weird reason. Remember when it was like openly talked about and done? I remember watching a documentary on Vice about the recommendations in California and how you can get your prescription. And this like one guy was like, he pulled over and like, he just like smoked out of his monitor and like went on about his, I think he was like delivering weed too. I was like, damn, that's risky. But like, it wasn't, you know what I mean? It like, because again, it doesn't necessarily mean impairment, but that is, you know, for some people. I just think there needs to be more. And certainly the Cool Nerd Weed Show has nothing but do not consume and drive advice for you. But I don't know how to reconcile any of that. You know what I mean? Like, don't do it, but sucks. like, stay safe. Again, always Google.
Know your local laws and statutes.
But you can know now that they're not looking for that stuff in California. I don't know.
We have bigger problems in California right now.
We do. I think we're going to take a quick break. Then we are going to talk. What are we going to talk about after that?
Interstate commerce or Russia? We keep it in California?
Yeah. Well, actually, we could talk about that right now really quick. We're going to break. It's not that crazy of a story, but it is worth noting because we're in California and we've been talking about California. So the Medical Adult Use Cannabis Regulation and Safety Act is what we operate under.
Yes. And MRSA.
MRSA. They introduced a bill that would amend MRSA, which would legalize interstate cannabis sales, notwithstanding the status of federal law.
Yeah, so basically, if another state wanted to set up similar laws with California, then California would be able to export their cannabis to that state.
Oh, for the first time ever.
For the first time on paper.
History. Yeah, exactly.
A lot of people, there's good and bad in this. It's good because it will move the cannabis industry forward. Maybe have licensing. You could get, people that are over, that have a huge supply, send it to other places.
Well, that's been the common issue with people who go legal adult use. They've been worried about it on the East Coast. Nevada, it happened in Nevada.
Supply chain issues.
She goes crazy. So, and California has so much goddamn weed in this bitch. We have so much weed. Sorry, put the kids to bed. It's a Cool Nerd Weed Show. But yeah, there's a lot of weed here. So yeah, that would be good. What's the bad side?
Well, they're still saying, we've got, do we really want to bring our cannabis out of state, or do we want to fix like the issues within the state with like the high taxes and I guess that's the main issue that's holding back.
I don't see how one thing has to do with the other, though.
Well,
like, why not get rid of the weed that we can't get rid of and for money?
you could open up to
going crazy.
No, I mean that does make sense.
Good weed.
Know.
It doesn't have to be some shit weed like that fucking, that you'd like imagine if Florida had access to which, like, it would be crazy. But imagine you could get a big truck and get like put some temperature controlled weed and bring it to that, all the shit weed that they get in Florida. Like, that would be great.
That would be great.
If New Jersey got like California weed to launch I don't know. Maybe I'm just being. Is this bad of me to say? Am I being controversial?
No,
this
is. All of these things are good. All of these things you're saying are good for would be good for the industry.
Yeah. What's the South Park company? The other.
Credity?
Yeah, Credity. Am I going like I'm on Credity's side here?
Credity's side.
Because it's okay. Okay, so the bad side would be like local businesses. They would be affected by big marijuana, is what this article is saying, quote unquote.
Yeah, I mean, big marijuana is like fucking a lot of things up. But if somebody had a smaller farm had an outlet and they could actually ship it at a reasonable rate, that would
a
be
a smaller
great.
Farm that was put out of business by big marijuana,
by big cannabis. Like you can get your small batch. You can get your small batch from California shipped to you at your legal dispensary. It opens up a whole new part of the industry.
Interesting.
I think, you know, it's a step forward. Oregon's is going to enact the same sort of thing.
It's not so bad.
So
I don't know. I feel cautiously hopeful about that.
What if we got some of, you know, all the cheap cannabis from Oregon starts rolling into California?
Well, let's not go too far then.
So, because Oregon overgrew like their entire state.
True. Oh no. Well, it's good weed.
It is. I mean, there's good. There's
still
always good.
Pacific Ocean grown.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, we're gonna take a break. Quick. Come back, and talk about other stuff. Other newsies, but California, it's interesting. You're doing interesting things. I see what you're doing. Yeah, no, there's nothing to be said about the other stuff, the taxes and, you know, where the taxes are going and why, you know, weed isn't legal federally. All that shit is still gnarly, but these things, not so bad.
It's forward thinking.
Yeah.
Let's keep this moving
California
forward.
California's all right. You did good. You did good this week, California. Thank you. We'll be right back.
It's the Cool Nerd Weed Show with TS and Sasha. Don't panic. It's organic.
Yeah. It's the Cool Nerd Weed Show. That's TS.
And that's Sasha.
And we are back. We're back.
We're back.
And ready to go. We are talking about, we're giving you some newsies and opinions on some newsies. Wait, we're gonna talk about New York, right?
We going to New York?
Or are we gonna talk about Russia?
Okay. Russia or New York?
Let's do New York. Can we do New York?
Let's do New York.
Okay. And then we'll do Russia at the end.
Okay.
Fucking Russia. What the fuck, Russia? You're really like fucking shit up.
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah, for
together.
Real.
Oh boy. So this is funny because we have been talking about cannabis and reservations and native reservations and how natives have been approaching cannabis and how they've been kind of like speeding things along in their respective states. And New York has a very, very big native land presence. And we've been talking about this for a while. We talked about it on the show about how certain tribal governments have been opening dispensaries under the Gifting Act.
They're operating in the
act,
same.
Or what, not act, just system.
The system, the gifting system, where you go in, you buy a sticker.
Yeah.
For $50, and your sticker comes with an eighth of some cannabis.
And, you know, you
it seems to be working for... until New York has any sort of system in place, this seems to be working and how everybody's getting it done.
Right.
Access to their cannabis.
Right. And, you know, how they go about it is pretty much their business. It's kind of like a tribe by tribe basis. Like some tribes don't have a cannabis you know, section or sector of their government. Some tribes do. And those are like from top to bottom Native owned and run, and do not adhere under any sort of regulation, even though there is no sort of anything going on in New York. No business, no like commercial business is allowed to even apply for a license until the end of the year. So the natives are like on top of their shit and getting it done in their respective ways. This is great for many reasons. It certainly moves forward the needle on cannabis in New York, which for fucking no reason is just stalled out, you know, just a bunch of bullshit. And it's something that, you know, the natives have been doing for quite some time. And we talked about this pre-show, which I'd like to highlight this now because it's going to happen and it's going to suck. Much like their cigarettes.
New York State.
Yeah.
Okay. So it should be noted that tribal land is sovereign. They are sovereign nations, and they can make their own rules and regulations.
Yeah.
So
yes, important.
That's an important note. They have, the Native Americans have obviously been screwed over.
That's putting it lightly, to say the least. Yeah.
And they have their land, and they can do whatever the fuck they want with it. And they decided, they are going to gift sales of cannabis. And you know, it did happen several years ago that the federal government, it's the ATF, decided that they wanted to regulate name brand cigarettes on tribal lands, and so the tribal people weren't really standing for it, so they actually made their own brand of cigarettes to sell. I don't know what happened there. What were we smoking?
No, it sounds like you're having some trouble there. You can sip water. It's okay. I'm not going to yell at you for sipping water. Hold on.
Okay, so
I just want to find that exact thing.
You know, we actually had some chocolate that came from one of the reservations.
Yes. It was really good. Okay, I found it. This is not new, obviously, that natives have had industries that they govern. But
casinos,
right? Tobacco or cigarettes, like you said.
Gas stations.
They made their own off-brand cigarettes because they started making these off-brand cigarettes because Cuomo implemented a tax on the name-brand cigarettes, like because of all the monies that the state can make, which we know weed makes money. So as soon as like the regulations. It could go either way. The state could either let it go, do the damn thing. But New York is very unique, New York, because there's a lot of like native presence there. We were saying the cigarette, and in this article, in this Politico article, they kind of say the same thing where like people who live in New York, and especially in Western New York, like they don't give a fuck. Like if they're going to save all that money on regulated cannabis, and get like cheaper gas, cheaper cigarettes and support the natives, like they are going to, customers are going to do that. It may not be like the New Jersey, you know, metropolitan side, but like, I feel like the legal market could lose out big time.
Anybody in Western New York that is going to smoke cannabis, fill their tank in this fucking economy and buy cigarettes, they're going to do one-stop shopping on the nearest tribal land that has all three of those things.
And it's going to be a shame. It will be. And they're kind of preparing for it over there when the state does intervene. It's, you know, no tribe has yet to say that they feel like making a pact with the state. They're fine with just growing, selling on their own reservation and people coming on in and supporting. They don't need to go.
That's one thing. They are like seed to sale.
They're seed to sale on native owned, native run. and kind of fucking boss, not for nothing. So, you know, I will be very interested to see like the numbers, like how that plays out, like the tax numbers and all that shit in like 2 years in New York. And I would love to go to a reservation in New York. I fucking would love to. Like when your brother brought, when we got like first of all, the cigarettes that were in my, my ashtray.
From Smokin' Joe's.
Yeah. Like I was like, what are these? And like it's just really cool. It's really cool shit. But it will be interesting, I think, you know, to see.
The cannabis industry in New York's expected to be like billions and billions of dollars. Do you really think that it would be even bigger if they included the tribal lands? Like, just fucking let it go.
Leave it alone.
It's already going to be billions and billions of dollars.
But, like, fucking greedy-ass little bitches saw, you know, the tobacco tax, cigarette industry. And, you know, that is exactly the types of people who are running big cannabis. Make no fucking mistake.
True.
As much as we want to have hope and we're looking and we try to, like, even though we're curmudgeons, we are, like, shiny, you know, bright-eyed curmudgeons. The truth of the matter is that big cannabis is, like, fucking very much here to stay. We're just trying to morph it into something that we can work with. But if you need an update on anything and you listen to the show, just watch South Park. Like, because it is true. It is all true. So I don't know, man. I really hope with all my heart that it is a long time before. And it's going to be a long time till New York regulates anything or gets anything out in the commercial market in any way. We know that. They've said.
I mean, they're talking 2023.
So dumb. So stupid.
So slow.
What the fuck is wrong with you? New York. Fuck. No, I love that. I would love to go. I wonder, like, New Jersey, because New Jersey also has, like, some pretty cool native areas. I wonder, like, I'd love to go.
I like to check out, see what they're doing. This will be part of our cannabis tour.
Yeah, I haven't. Now
the world's open up again. We'll be back on.
Yeah.
Preparing our tour to take over the world.
Interesting. Really, to me, this is very, like, interesting stuff. Because, again, nerds. And I am curious how each...
I know. I want to see how...
There's so much about the New York
how Doogie's,
legalization.
Doogie's dispensary.
Yeah, Doogie's.
Is operating.
I want to go to Doogie's.
In Salamanca. I've been through Salamanca. I think we skied there. I'm not sure.
Oh. You Western New
Where
Yorkers.
Do I... Why? We're I've summer in Salamanca.
Oh boy.
Where do you summer?
Seaside Heights.
Ah.
Asbury Park, New Jersey.
Lovely.
And like, well, some they were saying like social equity, like natives do technically, like they would fall under social equity if they were interested in participating. But I feel like they're like, fuck off. I thought I read one of the senators said that, or one of the representatives said that.
So if someone from the tribal community wanted to get a license, that they could be pushed to the top social equity program?
I believe that is what it said here somewhere.
Okay.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I do believe that said there. Said that.
Yeah,
there
I'm
somewhere.
Sure. I mean, why would you? Why would you not?
Talk about displaced. Yeah. I don't know. Very cool. Fucking cannabis. Fucking cannabis. What a world. I want to take one more break, our last break, before we end the show so we can talk at a bit of length about some other bullshit. We were positive in the beginning of the show. I was going to edit, to be honest, I forgot. I was going to edit our final Huff and Puff. Maybe I'll still do it for the recorded podcast that you can find on all your streaming platforms tomorrow. The final Huff and Puff. I just wanted to say, like, the Huff and Puff with TS and Sasha, because we were just me cranky all show, but we weren't cranky in the beginning of the show. So I couldn't do it.
It was a slow build up to crankiness.
Now that you're working again. Actually, that's not true. You're not like cranky manager TS like you used to be.
No, I'm chill.
You are. You're way more chill this round of dispensary, which is weird because just last week we were talking about like how like some people are giving you a stroke, like dispensary. But we were good about it. We called it dispensary etiquette is what we called it. But I do feel like there are some new, you know, types of things in this brave new world. But are definitely more chill than you were when you worked at the weed. Even though you were chill at the weed, but you know what I mean.
Well, I had like 18 months off to think about it.
Fair enough.
To like find my center.
You found it though. It's really, you wear it well, my good friend. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. The air.
It's very dry. It is.
We're very dry. Dusty. Like my eyes are like very dry. You sounded like I was like forcing you to recite the 2011 like thing that happened with Cuomo and the natives, and you sounded like you didn't want to talk about it.
But you, I would like another saltine, please.
Yeah, I felt like my lungs just like dried up. Okay, so close out the show. We want to talk about what's happening in Russia, not all the war stuff really so much, but did you just hear Alexa?
I did.
I don't want to think about that. Alexa, stop listening. Okay, so anyways, this is nuts. We talked about it briefly. I think we did. Like, we just kind of quickly talked about it. So, but the basketball star, Brittany Griner.
Yes. Professional WNBA player was arrested in Russia.
This is like horrible.
Over an alleged possession of a cannabis vape cartridge.
The video was going around of her package, her luggage being seized at the airport, and them just like looking through it and finding the alleged vape cartridges. And she was detained last month and is being held. So she has to be there until May 19th.
They recently extended her detention.
Even longer, during a time of war, no less. So she's posted up over in Russia while they build a case against her. And it's taken way longer than it has should, than it has should, than it had, than it should have been taking for the U.S. to kind of say, what the fuck, this is kind of crazy. Finally, there's been some pressure, to get her back for something that's,
but they haven't allowed any counselors to see her.
No.
While she's being detained in Russia.
Right.
Which is illegal.
Right.
Under, like, the Geneva Convention.
That is, yeah, right. That's like, and there's so much wrong with this.
There's so much wrong with this.
This is so bad. This is so, so very bad. Yeah, there's a lot of international law being broken here during a very sensitive time where an actual war is being waged by the home country that we are speaking of, not America, Russia. And they're supposed to let us in. So, and we're supposed to be able to have access to our citizen. There's a lot of questionable shit going on here that gives me, it makes me very nervous.
Generally, when you are a guest in another country, they don't subject you to the shakedown when you're coming in or leaving. Especially if you're like, you are a star. You are an ambassador to the game of basketball, representative of America. You generally, they kind of just, you know, you bypass all of those.
This isn't
measures.
Getting this sort of attention that it should get. She's being she's being detained. We are not allowed access. She is black. She is cannabis. There are things about this that that are being a little bit quiet about it that I don't think we should be. I think we should. I think she should be free. I think she should be here. I think it's, you know, I'm sure she's being very brave and everything, but for me, it's just a very, very, like, maddening situation. And I hope there's a few people in the government of our country that are fighting for her. Not enough. I think that there should be. I mean, Hillary Clinton tweeted about it, which is fine, I guess. But like, I would hope, I really hope there's being true, like people really talking about it and finding a way to get her home. Because like May, that's insane. That's the whole year that she's been in Russia over some shit, you know, like that makes me a little like, that makes my stomach upset.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's a horrible situation. It feels like she was targeted, a target of the Russian government.
And I think, you know,
she made a mistake.
Right. Please don't ever travel with weed internationally or at all. Well, please, I beg you. But however, this is some shit, and she in no way deserves to be detained. This is insane. This is insane and bullshit. It is, and I think that, and this kind of is bumming me out. They're using her name to talk about like the injustices in America, which I don't think we need her name to point out. We fucking know there's so many incarcerations in the U.S. Social equity is like a fucking joke, and it should not be that way. This is a separate issue. This is an American citizen, an American black citizen being held over alleged cannabis, which in the first place we all believe and know, especially in most of this country, is legal. So this is all banana nut bread, you know, and yes, of course, we have our own issues here in the United States with cannabis and cannabis law. Obviously, shit's bad here, but I think we should keep these things. Like, I'm glad that like there's people in the government that are like, oh, let's use this as, you know, to get everybody riled up that there's injustices in America. Yes, facts, but I don't know. I don't know. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
You know, it's there is no fucking justice in this world. There's none.
Yeah.
It just keeps getting worse.
Okay, relax. Hopefully. I hope every... Ugh. It's true. There's none. There's no happiness or anything. Not if you're Brittany either. Like, if you're away from your family, your home, and some dumb shit. I hope that's not true, though. That's why I would like to not say that there's no hope for justice. There has to be. That's why we do the show.
You know, here, I was going to try to end on a positive.
I would like you to,
on a positive note, but
but you can't.
I can't because
that's fucked up. Brittany
Griner could face similar prosecution for possessing cannabis oil under the U.S. federal law.
No. Ugh.
So
we can't even end on a positive note. No, I guess,
you know,
you're right. There is no hope for justice, and it just keeps getting worse. And so we're going to name the show. There's no hope, there's no justice, and it just keeps getting worse.
Like sweating.
Don't sweat.
Like sweating now.
No. Well, yeah, it's a fucked up situation. And I don't like it. I don't like any of it.
Free Brittany.
Yeah, free Brittany. Brittany Griner. Britney Spears has already been freed. All right, well, I guess we'll end the show, right?
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything else to really touch on. Things are, you know, like, it's hard because we just talked about all the good stuff in California. Like, it's, you know, we go through these positive waves here and feel good about it. And then there's like massive, massive injustices like Brittany Griner still taking place in the world.
The world's got some work to do.
Yeah. We have a long way to go. Poor thing. Get her home. All right. Follow us everywhere else in the world, a Cool Nerd Weed Show, and on Twitter, Cool Nerd Weed. And
don't panic.
It's organic.